Good morning. I'm Steve Brown on 89.7 NPR News. Three Democrats are fighting a very uphill battle as they try to unseat Republican Congressman Jim Jordan. He's represented the sprawling and gerrymandered 4th Congressional District since 2007. WOSU's Nick Evans stopped at one of a few forums Democratic candidates are hosting ahead of the March 17th primary. Nick, you stopped at an event in Richwood, my hometown, up in northern Union County. Yeah. Who are the candidates and what do they have to say?
Well, the first one that I'll talk about is Shannon Freshour. She emphasized her policy chops and talked about how she was one of the first classes to be a part of Head Start. And she took an aim at the president's budget request.
I want to make sure that we have those investments that we're making in the next generations. And I looked at the president's budget this week, which Jordan was very excited about. It's an $800 billion cut to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
So she's kind of a mainstream Democrat, right? Mm-hmm. And she really emphasized this importance of social safety net sort of programs like the Head Start that she benefited from. The next person is Jeff Seitz. He's a veteran born in Lima, and he talked about protecting health care, sharing a story of his brother who needs a $26,000 injection about every month for a chronic condition.
Every vote for Jim Jordan is a nail in my brother's coffin, because I know no matter what the president says, no matter what Jim Jordan says, they are going to do their best to repeal the ACA.
Jeff Seitz probably comes down more as a conservative sort of Democrat, kind of in the blue dog mold. Definitely liberal on social issues, but a bit more conservative when it comes to fiscal policy. The most progressive of the bunch is probably Mike Larson. He talked about his long union membership going back to when he was a teenager selling peanuts at a ballpark. And he noted that he worked for Congresswoman Jackie Speier. She's from California. His pitch emphasized the entry of former Shelby County Republican Party Chair Chris Gibbs. He'll be running as an independent.
We have a chance of stealing a seat the Republicans gerrymandered so that we would never have a chance.
So, Nick, as I said, this district is extremely Republican-friendly. It was intentionally drawn that way. Jordan also emboldened. He's fresh off President Trump's impeachment trial, where he played a big role in helping him get acquitted.
Right, yeah. And now, Jim Jordan is a hometown hero here. You know, he has a long, long history in the district. He's a former wrestler from a powerhouse wrestling school. And, you know, taking this role as Trump's attack dog, I'm sure gives him a lot of sway, gives him a lot of credibility with many Republicans in the district. But, you know, the fact that he was so front and center is also a big part of why there are three challengers here. The fact that he has been here and has taken such a polarizing role in that impeachment is, I think, sort of fueling people taking a chance and trying to run against him.
And to that end, you talked to a political scientist to see if Mike Larson is right, if they actually can steal this district.
So I spoke with OSU's Herb Asher. He's a retired political scientist with the school. To be blunt, he said their chances are pretty darn slim. You know, it is a sprawling district with 5 different media markets and a stalwart incumbent with nearly unlimited funds.
I think what they're hoping for here is that Jordan has become such a polarizing figure that somehow they'll be able to put together a coalition. But I think the way that district looks, it's going to be very difficult to do that.
One of the things that he emphasized is that these candidates, to really have a shot, are going to have to get a pretty decent amount of outside money. And this primary is going to be where they can demonstrate whether or not they're viable. When it comes down to Chris Gibbs entering this race, you know, they talked about the math and how that could potentially split the Republican vote. But Shannon Freshour in particular gave another spin to it. She said, you know, maybe what we're seeing here is that a guy like Chris Gibbs entering the race suggests that Jordan isn't quite as popular as we realize. But it's too soon to say.
WOSU's Nick Evans reporting on Democratic efforts to unseat Republican Central Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan. Thanks, Nick.
Anytime.